comments right here.
I love Lanisha. She always comes.
I done did my whole intro and all, y'all.
I done apologized and all.
And my mic wasn't on.
So that means you got to do it again. You going to do it again.
No, I'm about to make Yoshi come over here and apologize for me.
They said they still can't hear. There it go.
Can you hear?
Mute, can't hear y'all.
I'm talking about there it go.
Somebody said
y'all thought my phone was broke. Can y'all hear us?
Yeah, they should be able to. Yeah.
Okay.
They should be able to.
Hey, let me know if you can hear now. We're going to have to goddamn.
Matter of fact, we have to reset.
Can you hear? Can y'all hear?
Okay, I can hear you.
But like
don't,
I was
don't
saying,
nobody want to say they could hear.
Okay, y'all. Thank you.
Yo.
Because I'm like, damn, can y'all hear?
What's she talking about? Oh, you good in country? What do you mean? I'm from South Carolina. Ain't nothing but trees around here. We ain't nothing but country. But hey, listen, right. I really just want to apologize for last week. You see, I ain't even upload the episode from last week, man. You know what I'm saying? We canceled that out because a nigga was glitching. You know what I'm saying? It was a glitch in my program. You feel me? I'll never let y'all see me step out of character like that again. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas don't really be on that. Y'all, you know. So, with that being said, man, like, I apologize. And I still appreciate y'all for tuning in every week with me. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to grow and glow, man. You feel what I'm saying? And I really am sorry, y'all, because I was tripping. You know what I'm saying? I said, I was on that. I was on that. You feel me? But we ain't doing that no more. We gonna learn. We gonna grow from it, man. We gonna keep getting better. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got my lovely co-host Yahya. Yahya. Damn.
Yahya.
Nah, bro. Right. He already fucked me up because I said it right the first time.
Yahya.
You know what I'm saying, man? So yeah, man, we back, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course. Never mind, but I got Yahya. You know, so
it's always a good time.
It's always a good time, man. You feel me? So, what we doing, man? What we chopping it up on today, man? How was y'all week? First of all, how y'all doing? I'm talking to my host.
He talking to you, y'all.
Talking to me.
Yeah,
you and Yoshi. It don't matter which one of y'all.
Oh no, I'm good, bro.
Oh, my
had
week
a good
was,
week. Good
it's
week.
It's cool. It's starting off good. I'll say that.
No, that's what's up. Lanisha said accountability is everything, so that's what matters.
Yeah. I ain't sorry for what I said. I'm sorry for how I acted. I'm sorry for letting y'all see me act like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got too much to lose, bro. I didn't work hard for this shit. You feel me? Like, so I'm really just trying to steer clear of the bullshit, man. But, you know, it's just a certain program I got to get out my head, and it's on the way. You know, nigga, Rome wasn't built in the day. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey man, we got to take what we give, man. You feel me?
All right.
Let's go. Hey man, Mr. P, man, what's happening? We got Pastor Plows in the hill tonight. You feel me? Hey, listen, Mr. P, now. When the juices get rolling, I need you to get up out of here. I love you. I just don't be wanting you to, you know, see me get the cussing and all this stuff, man. Like, I'm supposed to be. And listen, if y'all don't know Mr. Jeremy Plowden, right, that's like my guidance counselor, Miss Plowden. I never could get Miss Plowden's first name right, so I ain't even going to try. But my guidance counselor, Miss Plowden, bro, my senior year, bro, like, we've been locked in since my senior year, bro. I fucked around, got in trouble, bro, and me and her husband just been, like, locked in ever since, bro. She called me her other Jeremy, and, you know, that Jeremy Plowden right there, man, you know. Make sure y'all stop by
Peach Cobbler Factory
and tap in with my folks. Plug. And Mr. Plowden, listen, I'm telling you, I done shot you out, right? Be expecting me to come through with that sponsorship paper. You feel what I'm saying? All right, I need that. I need that. I'll sponsor your boy. Your boy trying to make it up out the hood, man. As you say, Big Mother say, I love Mr. Plowden. I love Mr. Plowden too, bro. Like, it's just like certain people in the world, bro, who kind of like, they literally, it's rare to find people who genuinely want to see you happy and want to see you succeed, bro. Mr. Plowden be one of them people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Mr. Plowden be the reason I go back to church. It ain't going to be like I just go to a random church. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go to somebody who I know mean good, bro. You feel me? So, yeah, my dog got his own church too, Mr. Plowden. Go ahead and drop your church address in the comments so people could come through Sunday and maybe get dipped in that water.
You know what I'm saying? He said he's gonna send some shakes to the next episode.
Okay, then. That's a dog right there. You know what I like? I like that New York cheesecake ass strawberry. You know what I'm saying? Like, add the strawberry. Please don't forget the strawberry. You feel what I'm saying? Word. But hey, man, today we're gonna talk about why y'all be throwing a rock and hiding your hand. Like, what's good with that, bro? Like, first of all, I feel like we grown now. So, like, a lot of the, like, issues that, like, motherfuckers be pressing, bro, shit be, like, childish as fuck. You feel what I'm saying? Then, like, you might say some crazy shit or you just so own that. You started it, nah. But once a motherfucker match your energy, you kind of pipe down a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. You got some sense. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it just don't work like that. Like, y'all be starting shit and don't want to finish it. Me, personally, I'm the big finisher.
Finish him. Take it too far.
I promise, you go low, I go to hell.
Yeah. That'd be my mentality.
All right, Mr. Plotter, time to go.
Mr. Plotter said, he said, pick up the shakes on the way, on Tuesday, on the way to your next recording.
I'm gone.
All right. And love you, OG.
Then he said, get the lady shakes orders, shake orders.
All right, I got you, bit, dog. What you say?
Yes, they do love to do that, Lillian.
Man, they love to do that, man. Like, a motherfucker just was talking so bad about me, bro. Oh, I can't stand his fat ass. I can't wait till they get him a slice of humble pie. I hope I got the front row seat. Why? What? Like, I don't give a fuck how much I don't like y'all or I don't like a person. Bro, I don't want to see you fall off and not take care of your people. Hey, but I don't want to see nothing bad happen to you, nigga. Like, I just don't like your bitch ass.
Jay, to their point, where can they get a front seat of watching you at?
You can't get a front seat of dog shit.
No, you can. The live show.
But I ain't falling off, though.
Nah, the live show coming out, homecoming week.
Oh, let me go ahead and put that out there. Hey, listen, we got a live show.
Be in the audience for it.
We got a live show, man. Tickets will go on sale soon. I got my girl Yaya preparing.
The food?
The food, you know what I'm saying? So it gonna be free food, nigga. I'm paying Yaya to cook.
Yep.
Free food and bring your own bottle. You just come pay for a ticket, bro.
Yep. You feel what I'm
saying?
Show.
I'm gonna have somebody walk around with the mic, bro. Y'all can ask all type of questions. You feel what I'm saying? It's gonna be a live show.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Go.
Like, hey man, I hope y'all come out and vibe with your doggy. And if it go good, see, who knows? We might keep this shit rolling to it.
Tell Yaya to sit back. She looking like she about to leave.
I'm not. Get comfortable.
Yaya got all that goddamn hound back there.
Okay, she can't, it just seemed like I'm
she can't
up,
see
I'm
how she want to see.
Like, yeah, I'm just.
Yeah. That mic be that ass pushing her to that mic like that.
Oh,
what is
that?
Oh, shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what you did, Yoshi?
Oh, I got dropped. I lost the timing now.
The timing of what? This nigga here. Hey, you need to let me get that little board so I can master sounds.
Nigga,
let me do that too, because I'll be like, you
hey, Rod said, yeah, you look cute. Oh,
damn, what about
you.
With the eat, though?
Hold on. Hey.
What about with the eat, though? Because I got on the Godspeed Fit, not just the t-shirt. Hold on.
You said I
look
like
you had to stand on that. Damn, what about... Damn, Raz, like, you can't say... For one, and for two, your boyfriend don't want you. You can tell me I look decent today.
I told him he looked good.
Right.
And he smelled good too, y'all. So. Uh-oh.
He said my girl always serving looks.
Okay, amen. Thank you.
The motherfucker said I'm fat with a small dick and then that's the truth.
Oh my gosh, y'all. He is not about to bring that back today. We not even about to bring that back up.
Why y'all still on that TL? Why are they still on it?
Why is it still available? I thought they done canceled that by now.
Cancel shit. No goddamn. Y'all did most typing on that you did on Indeed in 3 years. Rent $8.
$8 is crazy.
For real, boy. But yeah, bro, y'all be throwing that rocket out of y'all head though, for sure though. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all be scared of them, goddamn. What she say? Where is he?
Someone know you cursed me out last week. Leave me alone this week.
I curse you out.
You cursed everybody out last week.
All right, and listen, man.
Anybody who came in the comments, he was like, I ain't in the mood.
I ain't gonna lie. A lot of y'all, for one, we was mixing Julio with my. I think y'all think I'm like all right in the head, and I'm not. You know, like, motherfuckers be swearing they, you know, do something to niggas, and niggas do something to them. I be with that too, twin. You know, I ain't all the way. I used to feel good slapping the shit out of them.
Let's touch on your post from today. Let's touch on that.
Which post?
When you were saying how you can't grasp how somebody could just, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's some real shit.
Can't grasp what somebody could do.
I can't grasp the concept of, like, somebody, like, doing something to me that I wouldn't do to them.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't really, like, for one, bro, if I come into a situation, like, genuine as fuck, it could be, like, friendship, relationship, or whatever. If I'm genuine as hell, bro, I ain't got no ill intent, or I ain't, you know what I'm saying, bro, and you do me a certain type of way, or you make me feel, you ain't even got to do nothing to me, you make me feel a certain type of way, I'd never make you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm cool, like, because, like, doggy, I ain't deserve that shit.
Okay. Especially when you know you a genuine person. You know you, yeah, like, that shit be crazy. I don't be understanding it. And then motherfuckers, like you say all the time, motherfuckers is grown.
You grown as hell.
You know what you're doing. You can't sit there and try to make an excuse like, oh, you know, I didn't grow up with love and I'm in survival mode. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I just seen I just seen the post say, I need me a real woman. Take me out my masculinity.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Let me rest in my masculinity.
I want to sit at home.
Make sure the air conditioner stay on 72.
I thought it was 68.
Well, that was just a random number, like just in case.
Okay,
because like,
you know you was heavy on that. Oh, don't touch my shit.
Yeah, don't touch my shit. I make sure I don't touch the thermostat, and you know what I'm saying, you buy me a zip a week. I'm changing peppers all goddamn.
I thought you wasn't smoking no more.
I can't, no.
Oh damn.
Ugh. Hey, Puzzle. I ain't gonna tell y'all that. Y'all try to
right. Don't even tell nobody that.
Shawnee said I just joined. I don't know if he talked about it or not. But how's the day one so far going? Cold turkey.
Ooh.
The ooh said it all. Ooh.
I ain't gonna lie. It's been a very rough day. You know what I'm saying? I fuck around and posted earlier, bro. Like, when I stopped smoking weed, I kind of got to, like, it's too much time to, like, reflect on me. You feel me? So, like, it just be like, nigga, I might be depressed for real. I might fucking goddamn, everything could piss me off. Everything keep me on edge. I had the worst dreams I ever had. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so that, like, it just be like, bro, I'm so used to, like, something bothering me and the nigga being like, fuck that, I'm about to roll up. I can roll up, nigga, and start smoking. Anything that pissed me off, I'm burying that shit just like a shovel. That blunt be just like a shovel, bro. I get to digging with that motherfucker. I'm just dig that hole deep, drop that bitch in there, and put the dirt over that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, so without having that kind of, like, escape from reality, escape from life, bro, kind of, like, make you real life analyze yourself, nigga. Like, you feel me? Listen.
I had, like, Ari's comment.
She said, I definitely look at that as a part of their character flaws, and your character speak volumes.
About how you can't grasp how somebody could do something to you.
Listen, bro, that shit be weird how some of y'all like, what's up, Sonya? Hey, Sonya, my dog, man. Sonya.
I love Sonya.
Shout out to Sonya, bro. It's rare to find people who genuinely just be happy. You feel me? Like, Sonya, I love you, man. What did Dior say?
Why not soaking that in heel?
Okay, like, a lot of people, like, different. A lot of people healing process is like, a lot different. Mine's personally, only thing I know how to do is just isolate myself. You feel what I'm saying? And that sometimes come with, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga might lose some friendships, or a lot of people ain't willing to, like, accept the fact that, all right, I bet, like, but motherfuckers just need to be by themselves.
Like, to his point, to what they're saying, and not to disagree with it, but everybody got a vice, or everybody got something that takes them out. And it don't necessarily have to be a blunt. It don't necessarily have to be a blunt. It don't necessarily have to be drinking. For some people, no matter what it is, some people is cheating.
Yeah, yeah. Some people, bro, listen, everybody got advice, bro.
Some people is talking people business and gossiping because they gossiping about somebody else's life. But, you know, everybody got something. So I don't know if it's, I don't think everybody sits there and stews and they hurt and tries to process it. You process it at your own time, at your own pace.
Sure. Like,
and whatever it is that you use to cope, you may use it not knowing that you coping, that you're using it to cope.
Okay. That was kind of my fault. That's kind of where I'm at with it. Like,
yeah, you didn't know you were using it to
like,
cope.
Nigga, I kind of like over abused it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I come from, at one point, bro, I used to smoke probably like, especially when I ain't had nothing to do, like no motion or nothing. Nigga just in the trap around weed all day. Bro, I'm smoking 5, 6, 7 blunts a day. You feel what I'm saying? Then I'm doing this for years. So now I'm at where I'm at, bro. I don't be around a lot of niggas, or when I'm around my niggas, all my niggas don't really smoke like that either, bro. Like, bro, I'm smoking probably like, well, one blunt was lasting me all day, bro. I hit that shit 2 times out that bitch. Cause I smoke strong shit. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I ain't going to nobody trying to get no fucking $100 zip. No, I want what you got the highest. I want the strongest of the strong. Give me the top of your shelf that you got. I want the top shelf. You know, I don't give a fuck about no ticket, nigga. And everybody on here who I get, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, y'all know I ain't lying. Niggas love to see my name come across their phone, and I'm coming with some chicken. I ain't calling your phone to spend no fucking $40. I ain't did that in years. I'm be the one that you pull up on for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did Nisha say? Damn, hold on. Let's go to what the other comments.
Right, I got you. Nisha said, it's hard to really face your problems head on. I know firsthand I stopped drinking, but it's like as soon as something was going on, I was ready to drink. Too strong. But I know drinking is only going to make the pain go away for the moment. And when I wake up, the pain is still in my face. And that's it. My brother said something one time that was so real to me. And he was like that some people, when they're trying to get away, they use these things because they dislike what's going on at the moment in their life. And so now to me, I don't think that's really true, but it was like to see that he fought like that, because to him, whenever he got into a bad place, he had to smoke.
All right. So bet, bro, like you got to smoke. You got to kind of understand, right? So like coming from a smoker to a non-smoker, or like whatever the case may be, like liquor is a totally different sport. You know what I'm saying? Like that drinking shit is a totally different sport. You feel me? So like, I feel like, bro, when the shit, when we first started smoking, bro, it probably was a hobby. You know what I'm saying? You chilling around your homeboys, shit, we young, just doing mischievous shit. Like, you know how being it is growing up as a young man, bro, like, nigga, you looking at, nigga, we used to go to my homeboy house. Before we started smoking weed, my homeboy had a porn stash. You know what I'm saying? My dog had all the Playboy magazines, bro. Boy, listen, bro. That shit, think about it now. Boy, you used to come to my dog. I'm going to call his name. Fuck it. I love you, nigga. I used to go to my dog Kendall's house, bro. Well, Kendall probably had 50 porn magazines and the DVDs. So the nigga have motherfucker getting fucked on the screen. Bust up. Mind you, this is my first introduction. This is like my introduction to sex, bro. At this time, like, I'm probably like in seventh grade, going to eighth grade, bro. So it like, well, I ain't never seen no pussy for real, boy. Like, why you coming at bitch with the magazines on, boy? You like, hey, this what be going on, nigga? Like, bro, I still remember that shit vividly, boy. Hell yeah. What did they say? They said they can't hear.
That's Paris, only one person.
Paris says she can't hear, but
everybody else can.
PJ, what's happening, nigga?
PJ back.
My boy PJ was happening, nigga. Hey, listen. PJ. Hey, man. PJ a real nigga, bro. PJ get money, too. Don't let PJ fool you, know.
He's on my week, so that's what y'all was
doing. Oh, so that's what y'all was doing. Charlamagne said that shit.
I forgot. I got to block you, Charlamagne, boy. And listen, Charlamagne was the girl on the block that could beat every nigga. Every nigga that was out that bitch, bro. When I first, Sade, one of them girls, you know how like girls who just look mean as fuck. That was Sade to me, bro. I was always scared to talk to Sade. Like, I don't even want to say hey, because I'm scared she might just hang on, hit the shit out you. You feel me? Like, well, I forget who I watched Sade put hands on, bro. Sade did that though. I was like, hey, she one of the ones, boy. Little skinny thing too. This is when Sade was teeny as fuck. You ain't seen nothing but head and ponytail. Sade will beat your ass. Say the wrong thing to her, boy. Hell no.
Bye, Jay.
Okay, Sade, I love you though. Yo, and listen, Sade, that's what we was doing though, for real though. Like, hey, listen. And Kendall probably still got porn, goddamn stacks of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like vintage porn.
You got it. You got a listener down in Orlando, Shamika Bowen out of Orlando.
Okay then, okay, Shamika, then. I appreciate you for tapping in, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you share this motherfucker all around Orlando, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably got some real people down there in that how y'all say that shit? JIT. How you even spell JIT? Because I've seen people spell that shit with a G. Nah, I just see these niggas say G-I-T, nigga.
I could be wrong. That's country shit. Nah, I ain't got it.
You feel me? Like, man, Lord of shit.
I got a question.
Dainton says, Chardonnay's the reason we was fighting in Lake City in 2009.
Oh, I Lake forgot City. About that. Chardonnay, you cost us the two-peat.
Ain't that a repeat?
Bro, we was going to... Listen, bro, we won state in 07. Literally got the same team back in 08, bro. Nobody graduated. Niggas fought Lake City, they kick us out the playoffs.
Oh, Chardonnay talking about something. Now stop lying.
Hey, Chardonnay, I did hear a couple stories about that shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? I did hear a couple stories about that shit.
Elijah said Chardonnay and Shayna.
I forgot about Shayna.
Well, I sure remember that. That was a crazy year. That's hey. What Lisa said.
Hey, bro, that was a crazy year, bro. Bro, listen, growing up, bro, we had so much fun, bro. These kids will never know, like, how much fun we had. You feel me? Because, like, everything, like, so accessible now, bro. Like, we had Bebo pages till I was in ninth grade, I think. So, what is that, 07? Like, all that social media shit. Nigga, you had to walk up on that girl, boy. You had to walk up on that thing, like, they shit. Hey. Be home by the phone at 8:30. I'm calling you at 8:30. Then you call that girl phone, her mama might pick up. Boy, you know what I mean? The mama's in pick up, I hang that bitch up. Fuck that. I told you to be by the phone. Fuck that, boy. Yeah, bro. Sorry, they cool people, bro. Like, listen, bro, it's just some people like, you know, like they just, I love good people, bro.
Hey, DR got a good question. She said, do y'all feel proud of yourself?
Why are they spilling this shit?
I don't know. You keep hitting the mic. That's the first thing. Pause.
Yeah, you got to say no Diddy and pause on everything. No, boy, he freaking ass.
I got a question.
Yeah, she said, do y'all feel proud of yourself knowing where y'all came from, or do y'all feel like you're proud but not satisfied until you accomplish everything you have set for yourself?
So, like, I'm gonna be real, bro. I'm never satisfied.
Yeah, true talk.
I'm never satisfied, bro. Like,
I'm not satisfied at this.
That's one thing That's one thing I appreciate about the internet, because it kind of like, you can either get motivated, nigga, or you can get jealous. Me personally, I get motivated. I see niggas driving these $300,000 cars. I see niggas making $1,000 every day. Bro, why we can't do that? They breathing the same air we breathing. They bleed the same way we bleed. They got the same 24 hours in the day, bro. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, bro, it's a million ways to skin a cat, bro. If a nigga can make $50,000, $100,000, $1 million this month, why the fuck you can't? Why you can't get into them rooms with them people who making that money, bro, so you can't get motivated? Bro, me, I don't want to get rich for no materialistic shit. I want to get rich to take care of my people. I'm trying to build me a family compound, bro. Mama right there, grandma right there, granddaddy right there, aunties, uncles, everybody in the same gated little shit, bro. Everybody amongst each other. We having family dinners every Sunday. Ain't nobody worrying about no bills. That's my main goal. My main goal to do some shit like that. So I ain't really like give a fuck about no Maybachs, none of that shit, bro. Like, I'm trying to take care of my people, nigga. Real talk. Don't you fuck?
Okay, so my question is, of course, we all know what happened on social media because it was public. But after that situation, like, you know, I ain't gonna do too much.
Here we go.
After that situation, how do you feel about the whole dating scene? I felt like we were supposed to touch on this last week, but we didn't get a chance to. So how do you feel about dating now? Like, are you open to dating? And how do you feel about dating a female who, I guess I would say, the girl you was talking to, she was popular. Like, you know, she's wanted by multiple people. Like, how do you feel about, I guess, like, competition amongst other men? Like, do you feel like you in competition with other niggas, or you just feel like you can't
fuck,
be fucked with?
No, why ain't it can't fuck with me? Why ain't it can't hold my cleats? But at the same time, bro, you can't control no woman either. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's vice versa. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't really, like, feel the need to kind of, like, if I feel like you talking to somebody, be like, damn, you don't think I'm better than him, or...
Like, it ain't no need to address it.
Man, fuck no. The grass green on the other side, baby, you can go ahead over there. I've never been that nigga that kind of, like, want somebody who don't want to be killed.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, or I'ma just go above and beyond and out my way to kind of let you know I'm the nigga for you. If I ain't...
Right.
And what I'm doing already, I ain't the nigga for you, man. You feel the need to kind of, like, go elsewhere, or, you know, explore your options. Man, I want you to be happy. That don't mean you got to be happy with me.
So is that, like, a thing amongst men, though? Like, do men have friendly competitions when they, you know what I'm saying? That, like, shit, is that not a thing? Or
that shit gay.
Or that's just some
them
shit
niggas,
like females
them
do?
Niggas, niggas who do shit like that. For one, if niggas mutually agree on pursuing a female who gonna hit first or whatever the case may be.
Oh, yeah.
Them niggas not trying to, wife that.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to see who can make who fall in love first. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, shit, I'm gonna hit that thing too. You feel me? Like, this your main shit. For one, I'll be 33 next Tuesday.
And you know
so
what?
So a nigga ain't.
Ooh, no.
Is that the
birthday live?
Birthday live.
Birthday live. But like, is that something
I might,
that talks?
I might come on this bitch.
Men,
I can come on here with R for money.
You, no, why?
It's your show.
I mean, it's your show.
It's your show.
I might sit
it's
up.
Your birthday.
I might sit them racks up like this beside me. So y'all be thinking the nigga capping and bluffing. Put your mama's social security check on this bitch, boy.
Jay, you got a question? You ever try dating somebody who is typically not your type? My grandma says sometimes your soulmate is somebody you wouldn't typically date.
I feel like anytime I take the chance and talk to somebody I don't typically date, they be on bullshit. Like, I don't know why or what it is. Or maybe that's just a thing with men nowadays.
What is a type, though? Like, I don't really get.
Okay, my type is like.
Apparently your type ain't working because you're still single.
I'm saying. I'm doing something wrong.
Ain't working.
I think
type be like on some, when motherfuckers be like, my type, that's just on like a visual
yeah,
aspect.
There we go.
Visual aspect.
Like, it's not like you got to know that person. You
but
feel
even,
what I'm saying?
But
like,
even, I think even then, like if you still single, like has that been working for you?
I mean, shit, it depends on what type of single you is, because some people just be single, bro. Like,
Now, single out of choice is, I don't count being single out of choice.
Right.
Cause I'm one of them single out of choice.
Like, out of choice too. I mean, it's not like I haven't been asked to be a girlfriend, but it's like I wasn't ready at the time.
What the fuck
when
that
I
mean?
Got asked.
I hate
wasn't,
women like that.
I wasn't at the time. I was having fun.
I hate women like that.
Like
so
a,
what you
a
just get? What you just? So listen, you just getting fucked?
No. I'm just saying, like,
I'm going on every date. I'm not turning down. No,
because you're going to
I'm not turning down. I'm not turning down no dinner. None of this.
So you think anytime a bitch go out on a date with a nigga, they fucking?
Shit, you close.
No, it's not.
You want to?
How you figure that?
So
that's like if a girl took you out on a date, you automatically gonna fuck her
because
she took you out and spent
$200. I ain't going out on no date. Nobody I don't
want to
fuck anyway.
But are you supposed to be fucking her at the end of the day? Are you obligated $200-$300 on a date?
Yes. You spend $300 on the date.
You gonna
on
get
me.
That dick up.
I'm fucking the shit out.
You just gonna get that dick up.
You
just
gonna
like,
be shivering and shit. That tea Apollo. I'm getting down on your ass. You be like, you especially you do something for me. Oh, you got me.
You that easy.
You got my
ain't
attention.
No way you that easy. Come on now.
What
do
you mean I'm that easy? How is that easy though?
Just because she took you to dinner.
And this, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, shoot.
I ain't gonna lie.
Savannah said, explains a lot.
A Virgo?
I don't know what that means.
Why y'all be hating on Virgo so much, twin? What Virgos did to y'all? What do that explain, first of all? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does that explain, bro?
Kanisha said, I don't feel like you're supposed to always go off type. More so go off the standards you have set on the type of person you want.
Oh, yeah. Because listen, I got a type, right? But you could be the finest, most petite, biggest ass, nice, whatever, baby. You ain't got nothing going on. All I could do is bend your ass over. We can't go no further than this till you get your life together. Right. Because I'm not the nigga who you just going to come over here. You think you got some pussy that I'm going to upgrade your life. That's a hell of a responsibility, bro.
But you know, niggas is actually out here doing that, though.
No, that's they're why, not. That's no, why no, they're not. Like no, they're it's not. No, nigga. Hold on. Let me get this straight, bro. I'm about to get on the ass. Because ain't no nigga really out here upgrading. Ain't no nigga really out here upgrading y'all life. And when the nigga that do it be so much come with that shit.
Ooh, that's what it is.
The nigga that do be it, because y'all be wanting the nigga to be up $200,000, $300,000, paying all your bills, and I can't fuck nobody else. I'm paying all your bills so you don't fuck nobody else.
That's what that is?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the incentive so you don't fuck nobody else. I'm paying everything. Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Bitch, you better not do nothing else.
Because if he can afford to pay yours, he's paying others.
Come on, well, man, yeah, that's
playing.
True, too.
Stop playing. You saw
I just it. Feel like any nigga who's talking to multiple bitches, obviously, he got to have the money to do it. You
yeah,
should
that's
not be out
that's
here talking
that's
to multiple
not
bitches
a nigga,
if you have money to
that's
do
not
it.
A nigga. I've been telling y'all now, cheating is for rich niggas. If your ass out here with no cheese, you living paycheck to paycheck, you don't need to be cheating, bro. That reset gonna hit so hard, nigga. That reset gonna hit hard as fuck, nigga. Then you gonna be worrying about somebody knocking the dog shit out your bitch. And you know he getting more money than you. You know how y'all niggas get about these women, boy. I don't understand what it is about you niggas. If that girl don't want you, she don't want you. I don't care how gangster you get. I don't care how tough you is. I don't care how many niggas you shot. I don't care if you got bodies or not. If that girl don't want you, she don't want you. Then it be a nigga like me. I'm supposed to care that you shot niggas. I'm supposed to care that you like a killer. I know some dead killers right now, so we ain't gonna sit here like I won't up that shit on your ass first. You know what I'm saying? Like knowing how you coming, bro. Like, bro, y'all got to. Hey, bro, karma is real, bro.
What? Okay, so man.
She said, but yeah, it ain't easy for men. They done dealt with women that just take, and then it's rare for us that do for men, but we get looked over.
I ain't gonna lie, now.
Next
I ain't gonna lie.
I do for.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fucking to the flow.
Ain't no. Okay. Ain't no. What she say?
She said, fuck. The next person she do for, she fucking to the floor.
But so you've been doing shit for people and ain't fucking.
Hey.
Oh, that ain't part of my program right there. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, you gotta be fucking.
If I'm doing for you. I gotta be getting something out of this.
You niggas choose to be suckers.
Okay, so how soon do you think it's too soon to ask for some pussy?
How soon is it too soon to ask for some money?
That's a good
soon
question.
As soon as you ask me for some money, I need some pussy.
No, but I ask it like, so, what are we asking for?
I mean.
It should really
me personally, I ain't gonna just ask.
You think it's supposed to be offered?
First of all, if I take when I'm taking you out, for one, you ain't gonna pay for shit.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't paying for shit. Lip gloss ID, that's all you need, Bookie. So we might go out spend $300-400. So if we got down, we vibed out, I know you want it. Cause you can tell when the motherfucker wanna give you some pussy.
Yeah.
don't think. I can't give him no pussy tonight. He ain't gonna respect me. Yes, I am. Bitch, I might love you after the night.
You don't know.
That's
crazy because I remember you saying one
niggas,
time.
How many niggas y'all done made wait on that pussy? He ain't here no more.
90-day rule.
Do bitches really do that?
Some, yes, they do. Some do.
Listen, baby.
Like
some
be out here. The only thing I'm gonna ask
is like, so you come home with me or what? What are we doing?
And if she say no, then it's just like
you could just go. Right, but yeah. I ain't want no more pussy. I just spent about $300-400.
That's it.
I just spent about $300-400.
Like, you just like, all right, I don't even want to fuck with her no more. She doing too much.
What is that? After that, I ain't got nothing but hard dick and bubble gum.
That's it.
And I done chewed my last stick.
You better hope I want to fuck after that. Cause we grown, man. What your mama checking your ass? Your mama checking your body? Like, what you gonna get in trouble? You give me some pussy. Like you going to jail?
Oh my God!
Y'all really think after a nigga go out spend some cheese, we having a great time? Y'all really think a nigga gonna be like, oh boy, this bitch super easy, bro. I'm gonna put you in my group chat like this. This bitch super easy, bro. All that you got to do is spend this, that, and the third. She just leaving the crib. Why nobody doing that? Bitch, you a hoe for me. This is my hole. I ain't sharing this with nobody else. You that came over here act like this. Oh, we can go out again next week.
You really showed out this week. Next week, I got something even better.
Baby,
for you.
I'm trying. You put that thing on me. I'm trying to see if you made it home. All type of shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
somebody talk about something. We too grown now. Go ahead and drop them pants.
Oh, I'm dropping the fuck out of this shit. Girl.
I'm coming out of these fruit of balloons.
Or whatever drawers I got on. I don't give a fuck. You're not gonna sit here and tell me at this day and age, like I just told you, I'm about to be 33 next Tuesday. You think at 33 years old, I'm respecting, like, you get more respect out of me because you ain't fucked me tonight? Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, wait, ain't nobody out here asking how many niggas you had sex with. I don't care. Is that my chart clean? That's all matters. That's really all that matters. If, as long as you ain't bringing me shit,
right,
we can have fun. Really all that matter, for real.
He's on my touch. Shut up, B.
B, I ain't lying though, twin. Like,
if the vibe good, why not?
If the vibe good, like, baby girl, I know you want to give me some pussy. I sit here.
I just feel like you
sit here doing this the whole night.
If I'm going on a date with somebody,
you know what I'm saying? You can sit here, you can watch her. She's sitting there squirming like, Jesus, this nigga got me fucking. I need to go change my drawers. Can I go to the bathroom? Yeah, B, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done vibe your ass up. Real talk. Up for I tell one of my sisters said, she said, so I forget what she said. But I was like, oh, fuck, you be liking niggas who ain't got no house, so you probably can't even pull up over there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't pulling up nowhere where I gotta be quiet, where you saying shush my grandma sleep or anything like that. Like, well,
you
I'm
sound
not,
like you experienced
boy,
that.
Boy, listen, all my mamas. That high school. High school, nigga ass a real quiet sex,
Yeah, real quiet. High school, I don't want to go nowhere. I got to be quiet. What you mean I got to be quiet?
High school, nigga, before I put your ass up underneath the cup while I'm hitting that thing from the side. I'm in that. I'm in there. What parents say? Crazy ass.
Be done, cuss her ass out and tell her to get the fuck on.
About what, though, bro?
That's something you said.
Because she ain't give me no pussy.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna cuss you out. No, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna cuss you out. Cause for one, I got a little sister who coming up in this dating world too. So I don't be wanting like no bad karma on my baby. So like, bro, I ain't out here disrespecting no woman, bro, because you don't want to give me no pussy. That's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can get this dick wet. Regardless of whatever you talk about. I done treated somebody good around this motherfucker the way they going, you feel me? Like.
Lanisha says she got a question.
What?
Just ask the question.
What's your question?
Now we gotta wait.
Don't start that bullshit.
Now we gotta wait.
The juice is already flowing. I'm off the fluid ready to do it. All right, give me another comment, yo.
Okay.
Why niggas hate doctors? Girl, that's a good question.
I don't hate that shit.
I don't hate. I mean,
I ain't gonna lie. Listen, you know how niggas. Question. No. You know how niggas automatically like.
Nah.
You can tell by my teeth I go to the doctor, baby.
But that's what. But
like, Jay,
I guess people gotta check their circle.
Niggas got to be scared to die though, bro.
Because niggas in my circle, all niggas go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yo, so you 50.
And it's not hard.
I'm not 50, so don't do that.
How old are you?
I'm not even near 50. So don't do that.
Hold on, Yoshi.
Don't do that.
So don't do that.
How old are you, Yoshi?
Hey,
how old are you?
It's like 2,000 people on here. I'm like,
nigga, how old are you?
In nigga, my 40s, you telling bitches you 18?
You in your 40s?
Yeah, I'm in my
40s. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with 40, that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Jay.
Bro, I just told you I'm about to be 33. Nigga, is that young?
33?
Is that young and appealing to you? My check me lights is on, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? Like, bro, I'm old too. You get
on my nigga. I'm just saying.
Why I'm the motherfucker?
Nigga, I'm good. I was in them trenches, no. Boy. I was a nose guard. Nigga, I'm getting double team, chop block, all that shit, boy.
Them knees is not the same. That's what I'm just like.
Shit, my knees ain't the same.
I'm like, shit, what's that video that lady said? If when I get on top of here, you better fuck back. You better.
My mom, I'm fucking back.
Knees about to be shutting down.
Yeah, but my mom, I'm fucking back.
You gotta put in work now.
I can't fuck with no nigga who can't.
I love that clapping noise, boy. It's something that clapping noise do to a nigga. That clapping noise do something to it. Then it be a deep clap. It don't be. I'm calling this one. That one. That one.
That's the one.
Why you hitting that man like you're doing something? You're doing something. That motherfucker get the bump. I won't. Then you, and listen, don't let her get this.
Oh my God.
Don't let her get her sitting on that motherfucker. You know how y'all get the, hitting that little slide sheet? That bitch gonna sound like, I love that. I love the damn baby. You happen to see me, ain't it? Like, hey. I love that, twin. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. I mean, I got more than 5 bounces. But you need to be holding something. Right, you need to be holding. Listen, you need to be supporting this ass. You need to be doing something. There's a lot of ass to be support. That's why I can't. Listen.
I don't even think you can bounce on that motherfucker, boy.
Lord, I ain't even gonna get too much into detail, but listen.
That shit damn near.
I don't know why they be thinking girls, like, I guess, like, what, heavy girls or girls with big old ass, they don't really.
I can't. They can't take no dick either. It probably. Never mind. But, hey.
Let me
sit. Them skinny things, them motherfuckers, you could dig for a buried treasure in that motherfucker. Them motherfuckers let you do whatever to them. Them motherfuckers get to tell you deeper. Bitch, this all I got. This all I got. This sound ain't enough for you, baby. You don't need to call me. I don't even know what I like. What am I doing here? I'm 5'10, 290, 295 maybe. How much dick am I supposed to have?
Like, they want you to pull some extra shit out of
like, what the fuck? Like, bro, I'm supposed to have a dick this big? Like, I'm 5'10", 290.
What'd you say, Irby Street?
Word, bro, like.
Irby Street, yes.
Like what am I supposed to do, baby? This all I got for you. Boy. A motherfucker tell you deeper and that's all you got.
Drop a Hellcat motor. He definitely said that.
Well, you can drop a Hellcat motor in that pussy. I ain't gonna lie. I'll grab a ruler, bro, shit. And see where my shit at, right? So, nigga, so you mean to tell me this, like, I'm looking at this shit, so it's like, so you mean to tell me this much ain't enough? What kind of pussy do you have?
Lanisha said, hell no, motherfuckers try to turn you into a pretzel. Hold the hell up. I ain't that flexible.
You gotta stretch,
Lanisha.
I'm gonna send you some shit. I got to push them legs back now. I got to do you like that. I got to do you like that. What's it? For one, I don't even want you like just fucking the shit out of me like that. Like, why I don't not? Don't do all that fast shit with me.
Not fast, but
like fuck me like you love me for real.
I just like to be in control. That'd be my main thing. I want
to
be in control.
Fuck me like you love
me. Shut up. Stop talking to me.
Grab the back of my head.
Don't do nothing.
When you riding this dick, grab the back of my head. Kiss me in my mouth. You hear me? Like, bring
it here. Bring it close.
Or this move right here. When y'all get the bounce on that motherfucker, you get the... And kissing? Yo. That's why I don't pass out no dick, bro.
Is that your favorite position?
What?
A bitch on top?
Pooh. Yes, sir.
That's your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Love it.
Someone love it.
Right.
What ride, about you, Yoshi?
Ride me.
What's your favorite position? You like
ride
to
that dick, baby. Hey.
There's so many.
It's so many. But
Yoshi a freak ass nigga, bro.
He probably is. Yoshi be over there.
Oh, my mama. I know Yoshi freaky ass a goddamn.
Can't you say probably, that stupid ass.
That nigga probably pop up at the big crib with nothing on.
No, I don't pop up. I'm
that nigga just got the robe on.
No.
That nigga got the robe and some slides on.
No, Jay. It's not a robe and some slides.
What is it?
Some construct. I'm from New York, so I gotta wear some construction.
Oh, you gotta wear the Tims.
I gotta wear some
Tims. This nigga go that bitch
with some Tims and a robe, boy, coming to the front door, ready, like. What?
No robe.
No robe, just the Tims.
A towel and some Tims. TT, baby. TT. TT, a little TT.
Y'all New York niggas better stop eating them chopped cheese sandwiches, boy.
You got to stretch.
With a wolf hat on.
Hey, Josh.
You got to be the freakiest baby.
John, what be wrong with that nigga, bro? What wrong with that nigga?
Tim's in a towel.
Freaking
T.T.
That nigga pop up with the the Tim's untied.
It gotta be untied.
You already know that nigga bow leg is full. Can you imagine that nigga getting out that car with just a towel and Tim's on? Oh God, bro! I be having too much fun on this shit, dog. I swear to God, I do. Oh, Melvin, our baby boy for sure. You want some breakfast, youngster?
Hey man, hey,
bitch ass nigga, I can't you fuck him on. Boy, I'm gonna sneak the shit out you while you flipping that head or scrambling. Bitch, you ain't welcome over here. Fuck you talking about? Boy, Melvin was fucking the shit out that man, mama.
Okay, you see how he was squatting? You know,
the yeah, that squat. Yeah,
he was squatting the fuck out of her. He was.
Y'all see ain't about me my fan yet, y'all. He know my big ass me and he'll fucking sweating and shit after I get on the goddamn drink. Ooh. He still don't give a dog shit. Yeah, Melvin. I ain't gonna fuck you like Melvin. Hell no, nah, bitch. I'm real strong. Real strong, though, but. Picking your ass, oh, why do that, bitch, please? Throw my back out, can't do no tattoos.
That's so funny.
Cause I done been freaky.
Ooh, shit.
Mm-mm. Not me, Twitter. Mm-mm. Y'all niggas be too freaked up, but so y'all like when a girl get the fuck in y'all fast and shit? Cause why they do that? Cause somebody on here got to be one of them niggas.
It's I'ma speak for the ladies.
When we start doing that,
that means we about to come. That's why we start speeding up and you know what I'm saying? Cause we trying to get our shit. But it's y'all cannot handle that. Y'all ass get to breaking down like a motherfucking
that what you got to do
a
to
motherfucking
that?
Old car or something in the road. Like that y'all just start breaking down. Y'all cannot take that shit at all. Like y'all be nothing fast as hell. Like I don't know. Like
shit exactly why I'm scared. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, it ain't gotta be no bodybuilder, because I damn sure ain't one. That's for sure.
Hey,
around this damn house.
Look, Lori said they definitely love it.
That thick shell.
I mean, I guess it depends on who you're dealing with. I mean,
they definitely love what
niggas can't handle that shit. What? Niggas can't handle that.
Oh,
shit.
All right, you be fucking
when,
the niggas fast
when a girl
too?
Get on, like when they start speeding up. It's like I'm telling him they speeding up because they about to nut.
Niggas,
they about to nut. That's why they need that stimulation on there. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they're riding and scooting on. Yeah. I mean, from my experience, yes.
That's why I fuck with the older girls. Them young girls gonna slam that shit on you, boy, like a bag of ice, boy. I'm talking about hunger.
You like that?
Hell no.
No way you like that
no,
shit.
Boy, I don't like that shit.
Why you being so rough?
Right, bro. This ain't what I'm here for.
Yeah, I didn't come for that.
My type of part. Because they be jackhammering.
See, it's the rubbing out. That's exactly what it is. That's because
y'all be talking about. Y'all be talking about. Hold. Go back. Go to Kaza. What? Kazaria. Niggas
can't take that shit. They
niggas don't want that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Why y'all don't?
I'm old. Maybe if you fuck a 22-year-old, that's how he want
to. I mean, not the whole time. No, I'm just saying, like when she about to come, that shouldn't be something that's being done the whole time.
Girl, nobody want that shit like that. You already got to this point from the same motion. You gonna nut harder if we keep the same motion. That's just me.
You might be on to something.
I know a little something. You better get the rubbing that clit or something. Don't get the bouncing all fast on me. Don't get to doing that shit
I'm
all
gonna do
fast.
A little mix of both, right? I'm gonna do a little, but me personally,
talking about a little mix of both. Listen, that's what to make a nigga not fuck with you for real too. This bitch is fucking the shit out of me.
What you mean?
It's just fucking the shit out of me.
It's fucking the shit
you
out of me.
Kiss that bitch. She do this. Oh, bitch, you one of them.
Nah, I like the kiss. I just feel like if I can't kiss you, then we probably shouldn't even be having sex anyway.
I'm a kiss.
Because I'm a kisser. I'm a talker too. And if you're not talking to me,
Before I even get in that pussy, I want to kiss. And y'all niggas get on this bitch and act so gangster if you want. There ain't no way
act like y'all want to kiss a bitch. Yes, y'all do. Y'all
I'm 33.
Y'all heard motherfucking about
I'm 33. But... I got to feel on some titties, kiss, and goddamn play some pussy before I get in there. I'm sorry. I need foreplay. A nigga ain't just...
Niggas don't do that.
What?
Niggas don't do foreplay.
Oh, my mom foreplaying the fuck out that pussy. I need it. I need you. I need that motherfucker. I need to hear it before I can get in there. Unless we just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that early morning now, you know what I mean? Like,
that's different. That early morning shit is totally different.
But you know how you get the kissing all hard and shit, and you get the breathing hard? I love it.
What you mean?
I love it. Motherfucker, you might be getting the kissing that girl so good, she get the moaning.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't over.
That happened before.
Once she hit that Once you hit that, oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Because now I'm trying to see how far you're willing to take it. Uh-oh. I'm about to grab some pussy right quick.
Got a question. Got a question for you. Ari said, Jay, do you like
no,
to
no, girl,
be
you ain't about to choke me. I hey, read that shit first. You like, even got down.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like to ride and choke?
I'm the choker.
Ari.
I'm the choker. You can, yes. Spit in my, you can spit in my mouth, though.
Yes, I do.
You can spit in my mouth if I can spit in yours.
Now that I'm going to just say this. Now that I done got to the point where, you know, I done been in the gym. I done been working on these knees and shit because I am over 30. Knees be shutting down sometimes, but now that I done got my scruff up, yes. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to choke you while I'm on top. Don't touch. I'm going to
choke you, though.
Don't touch. I'm going to choke you.
I'm
going to
choke.
Just you better take it.
When you on top, when you on top, I'm going to choke you, too.
Best. That's cool. We both going to be choking each other then. That's just what it is.
The bitch says that's the argument. Girl, please.
Oh, what?
Who said? Hey, listen, let me tell y'all something. I ain't going to lie, right? You argue with me and try to come grab up on me, bitch, you gonna be very disappointed. Go home.
For real?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Not come okay. On, hell no.
Maybe I think that's like that's just something that
nah. Grown
we be,
man.
We be like, you know,
grown man. You ain't about to bother this shit. That's a little ass boy who you could bother the fuck out of. Argue, and y'all, you just worrying about makeup sex.
Yeah,
that's all he probably got is makeup sex.
Yeah, that's all you got to offer.
That nigga car probably sound like a fucking coming down the street. Hear that?
You about to piss me off. Because what was that to say?
Hey, this is what he say. If I can't what? If I can't tell a bitch, what?
Take if that, I can't tell a bitch, take that, hit the door. What?
Because I ain't saying, like, one thing about me, bro, the older I get, bro, I'm so, like, at peace with, like, not being for somebody. So, you know, you might be finding a nigga who like that shit. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't come over here being aggressive on this dick. Y'all be riding the skin off a nigga dick sometime, but I don't like that shit, bro.
Yeah, that's
and make sure that motherfucker shaved and pearly. I need to be able to see my face in that motherfucker. Y'all be serving niggas that lazy ass pussy.
What the fuck is lazy pussy? What is lazy pussy?
Y'all be asking money for everything else to get that pussy balled up. Now that's a bill. That's a bill that nigga
willing to pay
faithfully.
Okay.
Faithfully.
Noted. Okay.
Girl, please. I'm about to be out there, motherfucker. Goddamn. I don't even want to fuck. Never mind. It's cool, bro. I'm just saying, bro. Like, what the hell, y'all?
Oh, shit.
Come on, y'all, hold up. Because I'm pushing 30. You still fucking fast and pushing 30? What, you 25?
How old are you, Lanisha?
No, them niggas be.
I'd be too bad to have sex right after an argument, not gonna lie.
Talking about some here, damn, I can't stand that type of pussy, bro.
What is that?
I'm the type of nigga.
What
I be
is that? What kind of pussy is that?
I be turning that kind of.
I don't want no shit. Listen, I don't want to give nobody no shit.
When you
like
turn
that.
Down that here, damn pussy, bro, then they get. Ooh, oh, what's shit. Wrong? Come on. Come on, babe. Nah, bitch, fuck that. Shit, you true.
Keep that shit.
Talking about not they be trying to give you the jungle.
Hey, don't nobody want that.
I ain't complaining. Like,
cause I just feel like if you're a man, I feel like you should take care of yourself down here too. Y'all need to shave too.
What the fuck? I ain't shaving shit.
Y'all niggas need to.
Y'all can't even reach the hair. Shit.
What? I'm not giving no nigga no
motherfucking
hair.
Motherfucker tell my dick small, but you ain't got no throat for it.
What?
You ain't got no throat for it. You not touching no hair. You're not touching no hair.
I'm not putting no
that
hair.
That nigga might be soft. He might be soft, and you could touch some hair. But you're not touching no hair. Y'all ain't. I ain't. I've been fucking a long time. I've been fucking a long time now. For one, like I say, I don't even want you eating my balls. That weird ass shit you be doing, bitch. Stay on this tip. Stay on this shaft. That's what you do. You word. So you ain't even got to really like worry about
girls,
me.
Girls, Jack, like this man who man.
Jack, this motherfucker nice and slow. And you get the plan on that tip.
Oh, my God.
What you even need to be worrying about heifer? Do y'all not understand where we eat at, we touch the hair, nigga.
I mean, that's
where you eat at, you don't touch no fucking hair. That nigga don't got a fro long as his dick on his hair. I mean, on his dick.
I don't want no nigga with no hairy ass.
Well, fuck it.
I mean, I can't speak for everybody. You talking about bitches can't touch the hair.
I don't give a fuck.
It's a lot of bitches that's going to be touching the hair if they know what they're doing.
I probably ain't going to be here long enough for you to even get used to this shit anyway. Bitch, you just bend over and let me get me, and we good. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you ain't got to suck no dick. Half of y'all can't suck no dick anyway.
So head is not necessary?
No, because half of y'all can't suck no dick.
Okay. Okay.
He talking about, yeah, nigga say shab. Yeah, he drunk. I'm drunk as fuck, bro. But listen.
We on the last one.
Listen, twin.
Who finna gargle hairy balls? I ain't gargling no balls in the first place, Anisha. I'm sorry. I ain't gargling no balls. I ain't doing that.
Don't even get the question.
Do women like being recorded because we can make a bag?
Do women like being recorded? I mean, I guess you're a freaky ass nigga, bro.
But you just come on here asking some shit like this. You be pulling that phone out unwarranted.
Oh shit!
At least you got to have permission, bro. You can't just be recording, bro. You can't just be recording off the bar, bro. You a freaky ass nigga, now. Stop doing that.
Thank you, Low Jack. He said, "Shit, he be having to have down there look like Mr. Clean." Yes,
but that's your freaky ass. What you bumping pussy?
All females can't suck dick, though. That's true.
What you bumping pussy, bro? Low Jack, you bumping pussy. You gotta have a ball. Well, you shooting porn?
He might be. He might be doing little videos. That's why you gotta keep that shit clean.
Hey man, handle your business, bro. But I ain't gonna lie. That definitely feels different, and then they don't tell you that hair prevents STIs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, y'all ain't that educated yet. You feel what I'm saying? So
Mello said gotta sign an NDA before recording. The NDA ain't gonna matter if you record.
That ain't gonna matter. So y'all nigga, that ain't gonna matter.
If y'all recording,
I got a tripod. I'll be about to set my shit up.
What your freak ass say, nigga?
I don't like the sweat.
When you shave your nuts, you don't sweat no more? Or you just a powder? You just a powder in your drawers, man.
On that note, we got to get out of here, man.
Hold on. It feel a little moist.
Hey, man.
You gotta tap that nigga doing this.
Pam just say, like LeBron in that bitch. That nigga might as well goddamn.
Oh, shit.
Man, Jay, music playing, man. Get us out of here, man.
Y'all freak ass say your balls ass nigga, boy. Hey, man.
Please shave, man.
I ain't shaving shit. Listen, when the motherfucker told me she can fit that whole thing in her mop and get to that, because I literally just had this theory, right? Not, it was a little second ago because I hadn't said something about it. I was like, okay, well, fuck it then. Come. She come over here. She can get maybe halfway. Like I told you, you're not reaching no hair, so it's not even no concern that you'd even be worried about. That be them niggas. You like your ass ate, nigga.
You like? I think that's what it is.
Get down there and suck the goose. Hey man, but you been tuned to another episode of Peace the Pod, man. We back next Tuesday for my birthday, so you know we gonna turn up. I might have some strippers in here or something. I don't know what we gonna do for my birthday, but we gonna do something special, man. Y'all send me suggestions and shit, man. But we out. Peace. 'Cause you could do what now?
We came back just for you, Lanisha. You still here?
Cause you might got you the still show. Here? Look. The Chinese restaurant music. I got to change my theme music. Bro. What the fuck, bro?
Lanisha, you only like men. You only like men. Speak now.
You say you can suck the peanut butter. I'm worried about it. I'm a brain. You got to show me. Yeah, we out though,
Lanisha.
We out though.